Welcome to the Lifecast. We hope that you find this ministry of New Life Assembly of God as an encouragement to you. You will hear messages and lessons in God's Word by our staff and special guests. Enjoy the podcast.
In the Gospel of John, chapter 3, this is interesting now. Now, there was a man who was a Pharisee, so he was a religious leader, right? The Pharisees, most of them had a problem with Jesus, because they were losing power. So this Pharisee, his name was Nicodemus. He was a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night. Say, by night.
By night.
By night. And said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. I just want to say this to you. Nicodemus went to Jesus in secret. He went to him by night. There was probably different motives for that. One, because he was a ruler, and the group he represented and had fellowship and friendship with, not all of them were in agreement about Jesus. This is what I want to mention to you. For those of you who are here listening or watching, if you're not sure about your walk with the Lord, faith in Jesus, the person of Jesus, I'm not talking about religion, religiosity, denomination. I'm not talking to you about any of that. We're talking about the person of Jesus, the Son of God. And when you come to church, you're sometimes a little bit inhibited because there's people around. Maybe you're not a crowd person. It's okay. All right? And you might find it challenging to break through that barrier to get close to him, or whatever it is that sometimes trips us up. This is what I want to encourage you to do. Somewhere in your life, some private place, it doesn't have to be by night, but maybe it is, and you go to him like Nicodemus did. Nicodemus went to him in secret, and started to have a conversation with Jesus. And God spoke to him. Jesus talked with him. Jesus listened to him. I want to encourage you that if you don't have faith in Christ, you're in the process. Not so sure. Maybe your bad experience, your history, or somebody else's voice, or some report and some headline somewhere, you carry that with you and it becomes a barrier, or you like to use it as a barrier so that you can stay where you are, right? We do that in different ways in our life. I want you to get rid of all that. That's what Nicodemus was doing. See, I'm going to come to you in secret, and I'm going to talk with you. I've got questions. And Jesus listened and talked with him. He will do the same thing for you.
Amen.
You go to him by night or in secret. In the garage, at the shop, in the vehicle, wherever it is. And you talk with him. You can tell him how you feel. You can tell him about your hang-ups. You can ask him whatever you want. And he knows how to get your attention, and he knows how to speak to you. And don't be discouraged if you stand there and say, well, Lord, I just want to hear your voice. Talk to me. And you might get silence. I'll tell you this. You keep listening. You keep watching, and you keep asking. And you let that faith begin to grow and take place to a point where you confess, you come clean with him. And you experience what Nicodemus was taught by Jesus in the Gospel of John chapter 3 when he talks about being born again. Born again of the Spirit. A fresh start, a new walk in this life, in faith, where we stumble and trip and fall, and he helps us every time we call on him, and he moves us along in this walk with him through time. I want to encourage you, if you have never asked him into your life like that, that you find a place and you do that. If you have done that, and maybe your walk or love has grown a little cold or been choked out by the concerns of life and the decisions that we make that just, it's not that we always try to make it a priority, it's just that we choose to do that rather than grow our faith with him. Go to him. Go to him under the cover of night, under the cover of some privacy in your life, and talk with him. Why don't you stand up with me? You let him minister to you. You matter to him. You matter to him. Father, thank you for loving us so much that you sent your only son, Jesus, to go to a cross and pay for my sin, our sin. That we now have a way to be restored in relationship to you. For those who maybe haven't stepped into that personal faith, would you just so graciously lead them? For those of us who've done that, but boy, we've allowed some things to get in between us. If it's sin, convict us. And may we repent and turn to you. If it's not a sin thing, but a priority thing that just we haven't disciplined ourselves in this great love that you have for us, and we want to allow the sentiment we carry to move into action. Because I believe so many of us, sometimes we grow distant, but we have so much sentiment towards you. Help that turn to action and faith and growth. And now help us to speak words of life to one another in our life. That we wouldn't take a hold of anybody by their throat or their arm or by the working of our flesh and our attitude. But we would be gracious, putting up with and tolerating one another as you have been gracious to us, all for the bond of peace and the glory of your name, in which we now pray, Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for joining us on the Lifecast. It is a ministry of New Life Assembly of God in Sparta, Wisconsin. If you are ever in the area, we would enjoy the opportunity of meeting you. Until then, remember, God is for you, not against you.